The Triton Digital Audio CDN delivers the highest quality digital audio stream in the market. It's built for audio and is 100% owned and operated, ensuring that your digital audio content is efficient and reliable. Visit TritonDigital.com to learn more.
Chamomile, ginger tea and sip on that all day. The ginger helps with nausea and it's safe in pregnancy, so that's okay. Or sometimes you can get those ginger tablets like Blackmores do, a Travel Calm tablet, and you can take that three times a day before the nausea kicks in. But quite often, some people say your condition's too yin, but you often need salt. And some people do really well on the concentrated mineral drops, if not a good salty meal, you know, with all the minerals. And I mean good quality salt, like pink salt or Himalayan salt, you know. But I prescribe concentrated mineral drops for that, and it just gives you all the electrolytes and 72 trace elements, and that, you know, especially if you're nauseous and you can't get the goodness in. And all through the pregnancy and right through to breastfeeding, there's a specific multivitamin that's geared for, you know, building babies. It's got the iodine, it's got the folinic acid, which is the active form of folic acid, and all the B vitamins, and they are shown to reduce nausea and high homocysteine levels and get normal weight deliveries, you know, and less, you know, perinatal conditions. So that's the natal care. We've got it in stock up at Harvest Natural Health Centre. So hope that helps, and just give us a call if you want the CMD or the natal care. Or, and otherwise, the other thing with nausea is don't get tired and don't get hungry. So, you know, I remember I used to carry sesame oil crackers around with me. They had to be sesame oil. You get really funny about it, like what you want.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And that was sort of like, I love the salt on them and I love the sesame seeds in them, you know. But yeah, you'll have your thing that you love.
Very good.
Yeah.
That'll help. A 5-year-old who has a virus. Well, there's a virus going around school. This 5-year-old has a nasty whooping sounding cough, fever and all the rest. Their carer would like to know of the best natural remedy, or perhaps if it's doctor time. They say she's always pale, has a runny nose, she hardly eats any greens, she's very fussy.
I can see her.
me too.
Yeah, I can just see that child. I would go to the doctor and get a swab, because it is whooping cough. You need to get onto antibiotics so you're not contagious to other people. Step number one. Step number two is we can treat that cough, whether it is whooping cough or not. You know, you still need to help that child with the cough. So we've got marshmallow and echinacea and things to help with building up the immune system to get over it. But also raw garlic on the feet, where you put the oil down first once she's asleep, and then put slices of garlic on, and then put a sock to hold in place. This is an old wives' tale, but gee, it works, and it just stops the coughing. And you can also build in raw garlic, I emphasise the raw, to go in guacamole, hummus, make salad dressings, and just put as much raw garlic into the diet as you can, because that will help, one, get rid of the cough, thin the mucus, build up the immunity. And as you chop the garlic, in the next 20 minutes you've got a natural antibiotic there called Allicin, and you want to use that.
Allicin, good old Ellie.
Yeah, good Allicin. Yeah, and for the picky eater side of things, and you go, oh yeah, we'll just get over this and then she's going to get sick again. We know that, don't we? You know, I can see it. Active Elements 4.3 would be great for her, because the shadowy eyes is iron phosphate and the picky eater is calc phos, and it's all in the formula 4.3. And people who like have sort of thin little children who are like birds, you know, and that you can just see they're almost shadowy blue-grey, you give them this remedy and within a month later, they're eating better, like noticeably.
Wow.
And they suddenly just pick up, you know, they gain a bit of weight and a bit of stamina and off they go, you know.
Awesome.
So it's worth using those minerals.
Fantastic. We've got someone on the line with a problem or question. Good morning.
Cool.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for holding.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, last year my husband got a pinched sciatica nerve, and, you know, it affected, like, down his right leg, and had twitching in his calf muscle.
Yes.
Like, quite bad, you know, like you could see it going for it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's sort of got over that, but his calf muscle is still causing him problems as far as getting cramp.
And are you sure you've got the sciatica treated? Like wherever it's niggling at him? Like lower back or the hip? Or
it was actually like he felt like he'd been kicked by a horse in his hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's over all that now. As far as the pain, as far as that symptom of that.
Okay.
And he just took time.
Yeah, okay. Because quite often, you know, that you've got to treat the origin of it, which is that, the hip pain. And I can refer you to somebody, or if you've got physios and things, that's all good. So if we're just left with the cramps, then I would go calcium and magnesium, because magnesium in particular helps relax the muscle. If you've got enough calcium, the magnesium helps relax it. Yeah. So you could get him to do a mineral appraisal online.
Okay, naturalange.com, I'll do that. Yeah.
And that'll put him onto the right remedy for him, and then we can post it out, or or upstairs at Harvest we've always got magnesium, bucket loads of magnesium actually.
Oh, so that's sort of like the nighttime cramp as well as
and some people get restless legs or flicky eyelids or just twitch,
and he gets like his calf muscle always feels like it's just been kicked.
I still cope with them just for the vitamin D and the EPA DHA, and good probiotics. That'd be good for the day.
So natural birth, they mean no.
Oh, and also
drugs at all.
Yes, you might want to even do Powders prep herbs, you know, like raspberry leaf and things like that. And I put together a kit for those people who are interested. At 36 weeks, I usually see people, and we plan the day. You know, you get rescue remedy and you get arnica for any bruising, and then we always put together whatever's particular for you. But, you know, with Ania for the exhaustion, raspberry leaf to help with the contractions, because then you get less risk of hemorrhaging and your contractions are more effective, so you get to 10 centimetres quicker. There's all sorts of things you can do.
Day drops. Sweat drops, day drops.
Cool.
Phil has extreme sensitivity to temperature change, and it's driving him crazy. That's all we've got. I'm not sure. Must be cold.
I would say his hypothalamus is... I'd have to test him on the meridian field, but the hypothalamus often has trouble with heat regulation. That's its job. So if I could see him, that would be good, because I'd be able to nail it a bit closer to the mark.
Yes, there was. Actually, we've got a caller now. Good morning.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of years ago, I got whiplash from a car accident, and I had my neck kind of treated, and it hurt like hell at the time, and it improved. But now I'm finding that every time I turn my head, my neck grinds. Like, I can hear, like, what sounds like crushed cornflakes and stuff in my head.
Yes, I know.
It's really horrible.
I know. And is it giving you other symptoms, or like arm pain or headaches? Or
Not necessarily, no. I don't get that. But it's just that horrible sound in your head, you know, when you turn your head. It's horrible.
Okay, I'd probably work with herbal medicine or clay therapy for that, to get the trauma out from where the whiplash was.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a topical treatment, so if you'd like to give us a call at Harvest, I'll be able to help you out with that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Cool.
All right, okay, thanks very much.
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
Thanks. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good morning.
I got a question for Natural Ange.
Yes,
when I wake up in the mornings and I'm still lying in bed, I'm twitching. My legs want to twitch all the time, and my toes, it feels good to squeeze them and things like that.
Yep. Okay, I think that's another call for magnesium. Have you tried that yet?
I haven't, but I just heard that lady before and I wondered about that.
Yeah, when you can't get that resting potential in your muscles, you get a bit low in magnesium, and we use a lot of it because coffee, fizzy sugar, alcohol, stress all deplete magnesium. And New Zealand soils aren't that rich in magnesium. So it comes in nuts, seeds and vegetables, and hopefully you have plenty of those. But still, you can be on the back foot with that. So try a bit of magnesium, and you can, you know, we've got it at Harvest, or otherwise you can go online and do a thing, or we might have it in your bathroom cupboard. But definitely take it, because within 15 minutes you notice a difference. Like, oh, that's gone. Great.
So just get some pills from the chemist, magnesium pills or something like that.
Yep, they'll have them too.
Right,
yep.
Thanks very much.
I like it in capsule or powder more than tablets. Tablets tend to have excipients that they don't have to the clear. Just saying.
Like chalk.
Yeah, talcum powder and magnesium stearate and things like that. They have to make those tablets so they don't stick to the machinery, so they use magnesium stearate.
Have you got a B-card listener?
No, I haven't. But I listen to BFM all day long.
You should get one, $9.50.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. All the best.
Lots of calls.
Mm.
Hello.
Thank you, everybody. Hello.
Hi, is this for Natural Ange?
Yes. It's Natural Ange speaking, yes.
Hi, my husband has recently, kind of over the last year, developed really, really bad heartburn, and we've narrowed it down to after eating garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't face a life of cooking without garlic. But it's got to a point where he just, you know, even half a clove of garlic in a meal, and that's him for the rest of the night, really uncomfortable. So
yeah, that does
happen to some
people. Wondering
if there's anything other than avoiding garlic that can
Well, you sort of got to wonder what starts with food intolerances, and is it a, you know, it can run in families. Like I know families who just can't stand garlic, you know, but usually you can use leeks instead. You know,
right?
But that's not always, is it?
No.
And then, otherwise, you start to wonder: is there inflammation in the gut, which then sets up an inflammatory process, which then gives sort of a leaky gut, or as now gastroenterologists have admitted with the naturopath, yes, there is such things, leaky gut. We'll call it hyperpermeability syndrome. And
sorry, I can't quite hear you.
Oh, can't you? So with the inflammation, it makes that the cellular junctions in the gut wall more, you know, like more gaps in it. So therefore, big proteins can get through, and then the food intolerances start.
Okay,
so
we have noticed it sometimes with other foods. It's just like most pronounced with garlic.
Big broad answer there, but there's material that you can pluck from. You've actually got to extrapolate bit by bit, you know, until you work it out, and then give the garlic a holiday, and over winter use leeks, and then meanwhile we'd strengthen them up and then reintroduce it.
Do leeks have the same kind of immunity boosting properties that garlic does?
Not quite as strong, I don't think, because garlic's pretty potent. You know the oils in there? Yeah.
Feel pretty mean, but I just don't want to cook garlic.
No.
Well, thanks
I wouldn't
help.
Either. Thank you for your call.
Well, good luck.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We are fast running out of time, but I did want to just quickly, if we can, address a question from a listener who called up before. She's 41 years old.